over the next 4 years, if you're watching your local council and thinking, you know, that might be something I would like to do, is represent my community, what we would ask you is just to keep your eyes and ears open for when that nomination period is opening at the next election. So my name is Ruth Murphy, and I'm the Senior Media and Communication Advisor with the Victorian Electoral Commission.
In my council, I saw that there's a wide variety of people running, including like someone, I think he was 19. So how do people kind of get involved, and how do people put their hand up to be a candidate?
Certainly. So at each local council election, we put a call out to the public to consider nominating for their local council elections. So that we encourage anyone who's got an interest in their community and the way that is being run to consider standing on their local council elections as we approach that each election cycle.
Okay, and how often is the election cycle?
So local council elections occur every 4 years. So it's the last local council elections were in 2016, and we'll begin the counting of votes from next week, and declaration of those will be wrapped up the following. We'll start from Monday the 2nd of November, will be finalised by Friday the 13th of November. So each election manager in each office will declare those results.
And can people be re-elected multiple times?
Oh, absolutely. So, for example, this year we know that across all 76 councils that are having an election, there are multiple sitting councillors that have put their hand up to be re-elected in this current election.
Okay, and what is the fine for not voting? Is it the same for the federal elections?
No, so the federal elections are run by the Australian Electoral Commission, and they have their own their own requirements around that and around how penalties are issued. So in Victoria, what we'll do after the close of elections this evening and early in the new year, we will send out notifications to those who failed to vote in the local council elections, and we'll ask you at that point to let us know why you haven't voted, and if you're unfortunately at that time, if you're unable to provide a valid reason as to why you haven't voted, we would then at that point issue you with a fine, and the current fine is $83.
Okay. And so what's kind of the bare minimum you look for and how do people apply to be a candidate, say, in 4 years' time?
Certainly. So as you've said, Annalise, the local council elections this year have wrapped up now. But all candidates are required to complete a mandatory candidate training, and that's an online course, and it takes about an hour. You'll also need to complete a nomination form, which you can download from our website, which is vec.vic.gov.au. Make an appointment with your local election manager and go into the office and nominate for local council. So we'd also advise, of course, that you've got a really clear sense of why you want to nominate. So you can also tell electors or voters about that in your candidate statement, which is something that you will submit with your nomination form. It's optional, but obviously we encourage people to do that. And also you will be able to respond to a series of questions, again, you know, letting electors and voters know why you've nominated and why they might want to nominate you as their local candidate.
And is everyone who applies, do they become a candidate?
Well, you must meet the eligibility requirements to become a candidate, and that includes being over the age of 18. You must also be an Australian citizen, and there's a number of reasons where you may not be eligible. For example, you can't be bankrupt or have a criminal conviction either. So as long as you meet the eligibility requirements, and you can read more about those as well on our website about what's required in order to nominate as a candidate.
Okay, cool. And so Do you want to, a lot of our listeners are kind of in high school and aren't ready to vote. Do you want to explain to them why it's so important to vote in the council election?
Well, what we would say is that your local councils operate many of the facilities that you would use that you may not even be aware of are managed by your local council. So that's things like your local parks and gardens, a lot of your community facilities, for example, your swimming pools, and even things like the way, and it might not be important to you at the moment, but trust me, if it didn't occur, it would be become quite a critical issue, but collecting the rubbish, for example. So, and they also, you know, there's a number of the planning decisions are also decided by local council. So if these are matters that are of concern to you and you think I'd like to have a say, or I believe I'm suitable to represent my community, this is a great opportunity for you to have a direct impact on your local community.
Okay, and so what would happen, say, if one council one year, if there was 100 people applied and they were all eligible, would there just be 100 people on the form that the people in those councils would have to go through to number?
Potentially that could occur, yes. It's unlikely that that would occur. I can't recall or have, and that's certainly not the case this year in the 2016 local council elections. But, you know, that is absolutely possible. I don't know if any of your listeners are living in the Melbourne City Council area, but you'll see there are quite a few candidates who've nominated for that particular election. And then out in some of the some of the election areas in the outer suburbs as well, have also got, you know, we've seen up to 40 candidates in some electorates. So it is possible, but we haven't seen that so far.
Wow, and so is there ever the opposite where zero people have applied in a council?
Yes, so it's very rare, but it has actually occurred this year in the 2016 local council elections in Northern Grampians, and that's what we call a failed election, where effectively there are nobody has come forward and nominated in that area. So what then occurs is that we run a by-election, and the by-election for Northern Grampians is actually underway now. So that is an electorate where the nomination period for that has opened. So again, that will close next Wednesday, the 28th of October. So if any of your listeners happen to be out in Northern Grampians and they are eligible to nominate, that might be something they want to consider.